Direct response website marketing. Less is more as a business policy. 1. Why websites? If history can be reduced to the overriding principle, it'd be this. Every new technology changes society forever. The development of ironworking changed military and construction forever, enabling us to wage longer wars, to build taller buildings, and to develop tools to move beyond agriculture for the first time in history. The development of the printing press allowed ideas to be spread to the common man, pushing us toward democracy and putting a market value on ideas. And the development of corporate law allowed industries to develop to the point that ever higher levels of industrial development and research were possible, completely transforming the world in the space of about 150 years. Today, the new technology is the Internet. And in the 15-odd years that the Internet has been available to the masses, it's created nearly as many opportunities for promotion, communication, and business as all of the massive technological developments throughout history. In this book, we'll focus on one of the most profitable opportunities available to the prospective online businessman today, direct response website marketing. We'll talk about just what direct response site design is and how to design your web pages in order to convert as many visitors as possible into satisfied customers. We'll talk about the nuts and bolts of building a website, whether you want to do it yourself or whether you want to hire a professional coder to do it for you. We'll talk about what to include and what not to include on your website, and we'll give you the tools you need to write a sales letter for any product you choose to promote. And finally, and most importantly, we'll help you come up with some ideas to promote your website that'll bring in the traffic you need to make your business idea into a proven success. Sounds good? Then let's get started by talking a little bit more about your chosen medium, the Internet. A brief history of the Internet. Some of the revolutionary technologies we talked about at the start of this chapter, iron refining in particular, had their roots in military applications. It's a strange irony of human life, commented on by several philosophers, Friedrich Nietzsche not the least among them, that war, the most destructive of human drives, is the one that most often requires people to stretch thin resources far enough in order to develop new, world-altering technologies. And the Internet is far from the least of these military success stories. The seeds of the Internet were first planted in America in the 1950s, during the height of the Cold War. In response to fears of Soviet domination of two critical technology races, the space race and the nuclear arms race, the United States government created ARPA, the Advanced Research Projects Agency, in order to develop countermeasures to the perceived Soviet threat. One of ARPA's first major successes was to develop rules of communication, the ancestors of today's network protocols, that allowed all of the United States radar systems to be linked together, which would enable them to communicate rapidly and retain infrastructure even in the event of unexpected nuclear attack. Fortunately, that nuclear attack never came, and equally as fortunately,